Good afternoon and welcome to Light in the Darkness. My name is Red Mark. This week's commentary is called The Roaring Lion is Among Us, dated the 16th day of June of the year 2017. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. That's 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. You know, it doesn't take a genius to see that the world is rapidly spinning totally out of control. I knew from the teachings of prophetic scripture that this was coming, but it's simply mind-blowing to witness it taking place right before our eyes. Now, we've truly crossed the threshold of spiritual warfare and on a global scale. So get ready to see the world rocked in a big way. So what exactly are we seeing? Completely bizarre behavior on nearly all levels of society. And it's global, and it's unprecedented. And if one observes closely, it's coordinated. By what or whom? Well, I believe it's Satan himself. Revelation chapter 12 says it very clearly. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought back. But he wasn't strong enough. And they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth, and his angels with him. That's verses 7, 8, and 9. Now let's skip down to verse 12 of the same chapter, and it says this, "Woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury, because he knows that his time is short." Wow. With this, we can now clearly see who is orchestrating all this worldwide chaos. His time is short and he knows it. He's turning it up. So who is he using? Who are those who are relentlessly spreading hatred and violence? Well, I believe it's none other than the global elites, those behind the scene power brokers intent upon world rule and the destruction of any and all national and religious entities that dare come against them and against their hate-filled doctrine. You know, let me use an example. I think what proves this beyond a shadow of a doubt is this recent emergence of the Arch of Baal and how it has been being displayed in most all the recent globalist gatherings. How the world elite passed through it before entering their meeting places. Now, for those of you who don't know, Baal is a pagan anti-god and was associated with violence and bloodshed in ancient times. Which also is fascinating to me is that since the first time this pagan ritual was used in 2015 in Switzerland, global chaos has rapidly accelerated. Yeah, it was there before. But now, I believe it's unprecedented. Look at the paper. Every day there's major things happening. For the moment, Satan and his minions are rejoicing in what they think is their ultimate victory. But thankfully, God knows, and he does not agree. Now, what about America? Well, just this week, we've seen politicians being shot, hate-filled social media attacking public servants on both sides of the aisle, public shootings, violence-filled demonstrations, the vision of which the likes we've never witnessed in our lifetime. I want to share an excerpt from an email I recently received from a sister in Christ. Her name is Sherry Coscala, and I quote her now. "Today in the news, the attempted destruction of A.G. Sessions and the charade of those intent on taking this country down with their thinly disguised effort to eviscerate the duly elected president, this show of force is intended to illustrate what will happen to anyone who dares oppose the darkness poised to engulf the planet. These evil, corrupt leaders who boldly and proudly declare God to be a fable, mock, slander, and defame the children of God Almighty, and have been given over to reprobate minds, unable to discern good from evil. They have become unmoored, unhinged, profane, rabid. It's shocking to observe the speed of which events are happening to see the transformation taking place in all aspects of Western society." End quote. Boy, amen, Sherry. Isaiah 5:20 says this about this. "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Wow, says it just as clearly as it can. Just one more thing for now that I want to mention. We could talk about this stuff all day. But we must pray fervently for our young people. They are being exposed to all sorts of evil. Every effort to remove any and all things God from them is in high gear. The pure delusional agenda is assaulting them on all levels. Now, just this one example is simply amazing to me. Having to be exposed to gender decisions as early as 5 years of age? Are you kidding me? Think about that. This following excerpt, again from Sister Sherry's email, tells us volumes. Today I saw what kind of games my friend's grandchildren, ages 6 and 8, play on the computer. The 6-year-old boy listened to some kind of horrible music with lyrics about dreaming of going to hell and the torment endured there. The 8-year-old girl played a game which she was a little girl in a school uniform, running all over campus killing people. I asked her why she thought it was okay to go around killing people in a game, and she said she stopped playing, but she first had to kill the character to end the game. She ran the character all over until she was cut down into a bloody heap. End quote. Wow, this is absolutely criminal to me as to why we've devolved to the level in this society to even allow such trash to reach our children. But sadly, this opinion of mine will be condemned as outdated and no longer relevant to today's progressive society. I'll tell you, look around, people. The condition of today's world should tell you otherwise. Well, needless to say, we followers of Christ will still endure. Excuse me, let me do that again. We followers of Christ, who still adhere to the literal teachings of Scripture, are and will increasingly be under attack from this relentless final push from Satan and his hordes. So what is our strategy? How will we survive these coming days of evil? Let me read 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 and 4, because I believe it says it perfectly. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of this world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. End quote. In other words, our weapons are spiritual. And if enough of us get off our duffs and start battling this evil through prayer, many, many more will see the light in this dark world and will experience a new and joyful existence only possible in knowing Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I know many of you out there are struggling with all kinds of seemingly impossible issues. But I'm telling you from my own experiences that you can overcome anything with God. I've seen it in my life, and I've seen it in so many other lives. Trust me when I say there is a way out of this living hell so many of you are going through. And I, for one, will be battling constantly for you and those you love. You know, listen to this. Jesus said this in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me. Wow. Love that. And that's it. All you have to do is open the door, because he is waiting for you and will open. He's waiting with you, for you, excuse me, with open and loving arms. Once again, hallelujah. Excuse the emotion. I love you all. And we'll stay at this as long as God allows me to. And once again, know that I'm praying for you. And God Almighty knows exactly who you are. Until next time, this is Rhett.